This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, give that gerbil some Gatorade, Dave. He ain't running fast enough. The thing went down again. Well, that's okay. We're creating content. Gerard, let everybody in your office know they can hear us on the internet and listen live. We've got Gerard Yetming. He's the Senior Vice President for CBRE. He joined them in 2002. He's been a business person across South Florida. He's been involved in more than $6.4 billion of multifamily assignments. He's represented over 52,000 units. He's a busy guy. He's a knowledgeable guy, and he's a guy that we need to hear, Dave, so let's turn down the music. All right. Gerard, are you out there?
I am.
All right.
Hi, Jim.
All right. Dave turned down the music. So, Gerard, you're on for a couple reasons. We're going to talk about the market. We're also going to talk about the event that you and CBRE are sponsoring. Why don't we start by talking about the event first?
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. This is actually my first time on your radio, so I guess now I can scratch that one off my bucket list.
Actually, you can only scratch it halfway off. You have to come in here in person to do it all the way.
All right.
We're going to have to do a multi-housing thing where we get you and Charles and the rest of the team in here.
Well, at least I'm halfway there.
Yeah, you are halfway here, and we'll use all your knowledge. Now, I went to the thing last year, and boy, it was smoking hot. There were over 350 people there, deals getting cut in the hallway. I was working on one myself. Now I hear there's more than 500 owners, operators, investors, and multifamily experts that are going to be here, you know, starting with that VIP tour that you were so thoughtful to invite me on tomorrow, and then on Monday, and then the smoking hot event that features Jeff Atwater, the CFO of Florida, and also we've got Steve Owens, the president of Swire, talking about that huge deal downtown. Tell me how CBRE got involved with this, and what are you guys trying to accomplish?
You know, we started it last year, and we teamed up with all of our colleagues that are in the multi-housing practice in the other Florida markets, so Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville. And we put it on last year, not really being sure the type of, how well it would be received, and it far exceeded our expectations last year, and we had about 400 people.
Yeah.
And so this year, you know, we were planning. We knew that we were going to get a good response, so we picked a great venue. We're going to have it at the Four Seasons, and it's as you said, it's on Tuesday the 8th. And so far, we have over 550 attendees, and it's a mixture of owners, real estate professionals, consultants. It's generally as of last year, I mean, it was a great it was a great networking event.
Listen, could say is if you're in the multi-housing business and you're not there, you're missing the boat. It is a bubbling cauldron of transactional opportunity.
And the day before, we're actually going to do a bus tour of Miami. And we're going to be driving past some of the development projects that are really transforming the city. It's going to be open bar as well, which is a huge plus. And if it rains, then we'll just sit in the parking lot and have drinks there.
Well, listen, one thing I'm really looking forward to is hearing the opinion of you and the rest of your team on what's going on here in the market, because I know I have my opinion. I do a lot of work in the multi-housing market myself, which is one of the reasons I'm glad I'm going. And one of the things that I'm seeing in the marketplace is that while everybody wants to do rental housing, quote unquote, within the urban core, I don't know that the numbers pencil out unless you can get some, close to $3 a foot rents on some of these sites. What are you seeing in the market? Is the capital market community starting to get transaction and opportunity fatigue, or do they still see this continuing on?
You know, I think that, we are seeing deals get done in the urban core, and that's actually one of the panels that we're going to have at the conference. But,
okay.
There are deals that are going to be done. There are a couple in Miami. There are deals being done down in Dade Land and in Fort Lauderdale. So we are seeing them being done. And they're also, they're effectively competing in some cases with the condo guys. There's still a very strong appetite for sites to build rental. People are Looking at the recent history, during the downturn, and let me just give a little bit of context there. I mean, back in 2004, when we were at the peak of, the multi-housing rental stock, we were probably, we had about 176,000 units in inventory. And this is in South Florida. And these are institutional quality apartments. Of that, 35,000 got converted out to condominiums. And even with the stuff that's in the pipeline right now, we're only barely getting back to 2004 levels, according to our projections, by 2015. So that means that we've gone 11 years with very minimal, in the grand scheme of things, in growth in the institutional inventory. So there's still a very strong appetite. People are willing to pay very high prices for land, and, the yields on cost are quite compressed, especially for urban settings where you have a live-work-play type environment. And so we think that that's going to continue into the foreseeable future.
Well, let's go back, because I really threw you a curveball and I started talking about the market information. And I really wanted to go into what's going to happen a little bit more at the event, because you've got some pretty good speakers coming here. You've got Steve Owens coming from Swire, and you've got Jeff Atwater coming from the state of Florida. Quick question, with the Steve Owens from Swire, what do you think all of that delivery of new live, work, play on that Brickell area, what do you think that's going to do?
Well, I would encourage everybody listening to try to come to the conference so they can hear what his take on it is. But we've already seen it be, a very transformative project. I mean, land in the immediate surrounding area has gone through the roof. People are very excited about, just the quality of stuff that Swire builds and what they can bring to the area. It's all, net positive, and it truly is a transformative project.
Well, that's going to be the launch speech, and everybody who's involved with commercial real estate or residential real estate, for that matter, in Miami, in the Brickell or downtown market, needs to be there. They need to hear what's going on. Tell me some of the other highlights of the agenda, Gerard.
Well, we're going to do our Florida multi-housing forecast.
Okay.
So we're going to give our take on what we see, happening over the next 12 months and beyond. We're going to talk a little bit about the condo and single family home market and, contrast that as an investment vehicle to multifamily, and also talk about how the recovery in that segment has affected the multi-housing space. We're going to address private capital, so, for smaller deals, and, who's doing those deals, how are they getting done. We'll talk about some of the major deals that were done last year. We actually have a very interesting session where we're going to have a debate between one party is going to take the side of an urban development argument, and then the other group is going to talk about more advocating suburban development. So that we think is going to be very interesting. We're also going to talk about land use and development, changes in the debt market, innovations in management, design trends for, talking about what renters really want in today's market, because, things have changed significantly over the last few years as people have gotten used to condo-type rentals. So we're going to explore that a little bit, and then we're also going to have a session where we have young leaders come in.
That was my question.
Representatives from UM and from University of Florida, and they're going to be making cases for different development projects.
Wow, that's great! So you're going to give the students a chance to participate too, because I was looking through the participant list, and at the end it had all these students, and that was my next question: is what were they going to do? So they're doing sort of a presentation?
They're doing like a case study. So they're going to be presenting a proposed development, and the audience is going to be in a sort of an imaginary investment committee.
Wow.
And so each group gets a chance to, make a presentation, present a project, and try and sell the investors on it.
Well, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and Gerard and I are going to talk market information. If anybody wants to get some conference information, you can call Claire Kelly at 646-862-9903. Or you can go to info at CBREMultiHousingSummit.com. Again, info at CBREMultiHousingSummit.com. And for our Jets fans, I'll do it one more time real slow. It's info at CBREMultiHousingSummit.com. Join me. Join Gerard. More importantly, join people that are shaping the multi-housing market in South Florida. We'll be right back with the second half of our interview with Gerard Yetming, SVP Investment Properties Multi-Housing Group, CBRE, back after this.